it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, yeah, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling, we could hold it too. And our love become a funeral fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. Today's date is December 11th, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me today. I had planned on doing a little programming this past weekend, but I've been actually sick in bed with the flu. Now, those of you who have had flus in the last recent past, we'll know that that kind of stops everything, and I have actually been in bed trying to recover from it, and today's the first day that I have had any energy to do anything, so I may stop during this broadcast and cough a little bit and whatnot, but I'm back. We are fighting. Things are heating up, ladies and gentlemen. Things are getting out there. There's not a single report on any of even the mainstream press these days that's not starting to talk about the issues that we've been putting forward for 2 years. Now, of course, they're not doing it because they want to. They're doing it as spin control. What it really means is that we've been able to penetrate into the mass audience and start to get the idea that Israel is a criminal state. It's the end of the story, that they're criminals. All of them that run that country are criminals, and anyone who supports it is a criminal. Anyone who supports Israel anywhere on this planet for any reason is supporting criminal activity. End of story. These people are not even Semitic, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a new advertisement out proving that the people in control of Israel are from a Khazarian tribe that converted to Judaism in the 7th century. Fact, not fiction. And they were not Semitic people. And so when they run around this planet calling people anti-Semites for saying that Israel is a criminal enterprise, they're lying. The only Semites living in Israel today are the Arabs. That's right. Anti-Semitic means anti-Arab, if you want to be telling the truth, which these people never do. See, they have been so successful because they control the flow of information that they tell you up is down and left is right and yes is no, and they've got everything switched around, including Semitism. They're not even Semites. They figured they could wipe that particular argument off the board by claiming they're Semitic, but they're not. Now, some Jews in their heritage are. The Sephardic Jews, the Middle Eastern Jews who migrated to Morocco and then into southern Spain, many of them are Semitic-blooded people, but very few of that group are pure Semites. Very few. In fact, almost none. So, when we talk anti-Semitic, you should be saying you're anti-Palestinian. They're Semites. They're anti-Lebanese. They're Semites. Unbelievable when you hear what these criminals can lie about. And now they've got this sack of goo, John McCain, coming out saying that we should go to war for Israel in New York City. John McCain, false, fake, murderous hero, criminal senator. This guy's a filthy dog. And I got to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. His family got a $100 million contract from the Brofmans. Yes, they did. Rothman's, $100 million to distribute liquor in the Southwest. You know, do the math here. You want to know who's making the trouble for us? Find out who's working in the Annenberg Foundation. Find out who's working for the Miller family of Cincinnati. Find out who's working for Rahm Emanuel and his criminal cabal. Find out who's working across the country in these APEC, JDL, JDO criminal organizations. Make lists, ladies and gentlemen. I asked, and I've got very few lists being made so far. Ship me the information. Give me the names in your local community. I'll start announcing them on the radio here on the broadcast. Who these crooks are, who these criminals are, who these pedophiles are, who these sick supporters of this criminal state in the Middle East. Anyone in our government who supports them are acting on behalf of criminals, murderers, genocidal murderers, homicidal murderers. There's no other way to categorize the sickness that the Israelis are. None. And any country that supports them, including France or Spain or Germany, is supporting murder. End of story. And there are many, 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 many Jews across the world starting to realize what it is that Israel is about. And they don't want any part of it. No wonder they've got the highest rate of people leaving the Judaism. Look who's speaking for the Jews, these criminals in Israel. The Jewish community does not want this criminal group running the show, but they've taken control of it. They've taken control of it with their sickness they've used, with their Mossad, with their buying of the American government and the British government, with their terrorism around the world, with their brutality of minority peoples. But the rank-and-file Jews across the world are either in a fog bank of lies, or they don't want anything to do with these people. And we urge all Jews who want to fight back and save their religion from these crooks to start telling the truth. Start telling the truth about what these people have done. You know, to be anti-Israel is not anti-Jewish. Somebody sent me a thing saying, why did I not want to support John Kaminsky's work? Well, he says all Jews are involved. That's not true. How do I know? I've got people helping me for a very long time. Very long time. Jewish. Shlomo and many others. Adam and not the Adam that sent me this other stuff, but another Adam. I've got a lot of people that send me information. Give me inside stuff. Yep. They don't want this stuff going on in their name either. And I don't want this stuff going on in my name by the American government. You know, because of a Catholic priest is a pedophile doesn't mean all Catholics are pedophiles. You know, use your logic here. You don't paint everybody with a big broad brush. Use your brain. We can fight these people. We can defeat these people. We can jail them. The police departments around the country need to be informed about the facts of 9/11, about the criminality at the top, about the pedophilia going on, about the sickness that our government has become. They sense it like every American citizen senses it, and if they were given some of the facts, they may just take a harder look at it. Get it into our troops, in our military. Ship it. If you've got somebody you know over in Iraq, send them the I Am the Witness website. Tell them that they need to do the digging. Tell them to put that weapon down and say, I'm not fighting these people anymore. I'm not taking part in the Iraqi genocide. I'm not going to Iran and fighting for other people. No way. I'm not doing anything on behalf of these criminal Israelis, these sick, vomitous humans over in the Middle East. 800,000 people showed up from a population of 4 million. That's 20%. That's 1 in 5 people from the whole country, ladies and gentlemen, in Lebanon. Can you imagine if America had 20% of its population show up for a protest? It wouldn't be the million man march. It'd be the 70 million man march. We don't get that kind of support. And by the way, you know, we live on a shoestring here, barely making ends meet. What we need is a benefactor. We need somebody out there who's got some coin. Any of you out there got an inheritance or some money? We got to fight these people with some coin here. I don't have a dime to my name. I can't rub two nickels together. And I'll tell you something, we could get some advertising out here. I could get better at radio equipment. I could get out on the satellite. I could start putting this message everywhere. We could put something together with a couple of quid here, but we don't have any money. These people have robbed it all, stolen it all, hoarded it all, killed for it all, embezzled it all, murdered for it all. When are we going to say enough is enough? When is the American public going to say, okay, this is really what's going on, and I don't want it anymore? When? When? You know, my partner has been fighting so hard with me, you know, and then of course, we get attacked by dirtbags and cretins that they've hired this guy Opposing Digits. He works for them. If you're not aware of that already, the guy works for these crooks. It's absolutely obvious. Absolutely obvious. And they want to, you want to go to SeaTac Airport now, you can't have a Christmas tree. This is about destroying the fabric of America. And guess who's behind taking down the Christmas tree at SeaTac Airport? Of course, a Zionist Jew from the ADL. Who cares if there's a Christmas tree there? Who cares? Doesn't matter. But it does matter to the people who want to destroy the cohesion of the country. Like this dirtbag over at Opposing Digits. He has done nothing but cause trouble. He is the Wing TV of the forums, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Wing TV. What is his name? Victor Thorne? Well, this guy's a thorn. He's a thorn in people's butt, you know? And I take a look at what the things that this guy's doing, and it makes me laugh. Because the saddest part about it is he gets a group of people to actually spend their time over there. Don't be putting his stuff on my MySpace anymore. And if you support this guy, get off of my MySpace. I don't want anything to do with you. This is a pure play here. The French Connection's a pure play. We kick butt on Zionism, period. End of story. That is the battle. Those are the bad guys. Take a look who's doing this stuff. Look who did 9/11. Look who's controlling the country. Listen to Ben Friedman. Listen to all of the different evidences we have, all the way going back for 100 years. We can prove everything we make a statement about here on this program. Every single thing has been researched. There's not a single item that I can't prove that I've said. Not one. So do the work. You know, we need the lists. Because I want all of these ADL members in prison. I want all of these JDO members in prison. I want the APEC people in prison. I want congressmen and people in our Senate who take money from them to be put in handcuffs and brought before a judge when the curtain falls on this crooked group. Because it's falling, ladies and gentlemen. We don't play anymore. We've taken the ball and gone home. The American public is not going with these people anymore. And more people are aware of it. And it's not anti-Semitic, because they're not Semites. And hooray, for the first time, people are going to start talking about the facts around the Holocaust. I don't know about the details of that Holocaust. I haven't studied it, because I don't want to go to jail here in France. But certainly, somebody talking about it for the first time, oh, all these people are up in arms, anti-Semitic, anti-Semitic. Well, guess what? Your sting of anti-Semitic doesn't bite anymore. The only thing that bites around here are you guys, and you're losing. You're losing. Every day that passes, you're losing more and more and more ground, and we're taking it, and we're going to take the whole thing back from you, and then when we've got it back, you are going in front of a court, you are going to go to prison, and the ones that have orchestrated this are going to be put down. Like sick animals that you are. And those are facts. I've had it with this stuff, you know? And you got these liars out there that steal our research and then call us nut jobs. And I got news for those people. I got news for those people. You guys are working for them, like Alex Jones. This guy only talks about Zionism when he has to. Because he's working for them. How do you think he got on the mainstream TV shows? How do you think Fetzer got on mainstream television? They're spin controllers, guy. Don't let them take control of the truth. Keep the truth in our hands so that we can do these people in. We could take our nation back and the world back. And you know what? The Europeans are waking up to this too. Did you know that over 40% of my listenership on this programming right here, and that come to the website and download our stuff, Eric's articles and all the stuff we've got, are from Europe and the rest of the world? Yep. We don't rely on the American audience. We rely on the world here. South Africa, big audience, part of our audience. We've got people from India, and I got them from Malaysia. I've got them from all over the globe. I've got some from countries I couldn't find on a map, and I'm very good at geography. This is a worldwide movement. We are a pure play. We're telling the truth. We got the facts. We want these people out of our lives. So much work has been done lately. You know, we've been putting together a lot of research. My partner and webmaster and helper and researcher, Eric Huffschmidt, has been working overtime trying to put information out there, and we're trying to grow this message so that everybody understands just how late an hour it really is. And I've asked him to come up and discuss some of these issues with us today, and he's here with us. Eric, are you with us?
Yes, here I am.
Have I blown the roof off of things a little bit, Eric?
Well, yeah, I guess a little bit. But, yeah, they're still fighting back. If you look even tonight, tomorrow, what is it? They're going to have Barbara Walters. See, here's one of the tricks they're using. Barbara Walters is going on ABC News and having their one-hour special of the 10 most fascinating people of 2006. And take a look at who she promotes. JonBenet Ramsey's father. You got this Joel Osteen, who's one of these televangelist types. It's drawing tremendous amounts of people. They promote the people that they want to promote. She's going to promote that Sacha Cohen, the Borat star of that movie. What they're doing is they're treating the American people as little babies in a high chair, and they're feeding the babies whatever they want. And they're going to feed them this. They say, oh, here, look at this preacher down here in Texas. This is one of the most fascinating people. And then, here, look at this, Sacha Cohen. He's the guy you should all look at. He's one of the most fascinating people.
But, Eric, people have been turning away from the newspapers. They're even reporting themselves, which is bizarre. That their readerships are falling, like in free fall, and people are turning off the mainstream press as well. They're starting to understand that they're being lied to. And what we need to do is start promoting the fact that you don't ever buy a publication. If you know it's done by a mainstream outlet, you do not buy it, not even for the classified ads. Find your classified ads some other way.
Well, that's right. That's what people are doing. They're funding the people who lie to them. And that's what ABC is doing. If you look at it, people have to be aware of this. Look at how they present this information. The most fascinating people is a good example. They are telling the American people who the most fascinating people are. Nothing makes any sense. And you look at who they're picking. They're picking the people they want. And this is what people have to realize. They are funding this. They're funding the propaganda, and they have to quit buying it, and hopefully the people who are wising up are not just canceling subscription because of financial reasons, but because they're wising up. But
they tried to invite me on 2020 about 4 months ago. I remember talking to you about it, and they were trying to butter me up, saying, yeah, you got a chance to tell your story and be this and that, and this girl kept calling me back, and I knew. Because this has happened once before on British television when you and I were trying to get we were invited to a forum and then we were ripped off by it. They wouldn't let us talk. I knew they were going to do a hit piece on me. I knew it. And so the bottom line is the only time anybody gets on mainstream press is if they're working for them or they're there to be dismantled.
Well, that's
like they did to you with or they tried to do with you with Penn and Teller.
Well, that's right. And people have to realize, like anything they see, like right now the reports about Princess Diana, everything that comes out there is twisted to help them. It's not to help us. It's not to provide information. It's to help them. Everything has to be looked at that way. And the alternative media is turning out to be as. Actually, Matt, one of our listeners, has pointed out the alternative media is more like a 9/11 mainstream media is what he's describing it as.
It is.
It's not. It's just another version of their own group.
Well, this guy Barrett and Uncle Fester
over here, these two fake researchers who've been in charge of the Scholars for Truth. That's the liars for deception is what they are. And they're the people who put out that nonsense that no plane hit the buildings that's actually gotten us some traction. And I can't even believe that imbeciles out there would follow that crud.
Well, yeah, now they're having a fight going on between Professor Jones and Fetzer, and I mean, I don't know what this fight is. This is like, it's like getting to be like Wing TV over at that Scholars for 9/11 Truth. The fighting that goes on there now.
Well, Jones has no business being over there if he's a real truth teller. And we've sent him messages that he had to, I told him 5 months ago he had to get away from those cretins because they were lying sacks of crap. And that, I got that because Morgan Reynolds, as soon as he started his nonsense, I said, holy moly, this guy was a liar, Eric. I couldn't believe the crud coming out of this man's mouth. And I came out against him hard, but a lot of the people over there, you know, I even think they've been involved in orchestrating some murder.
Well, yeah, and the fighting that goes on, see, this is a sign there's something wrong. The fights are either being set up, they're like, what is Fetzer doing now? Trying to bring down the entire Scholars for 9/11 Truth? He gets all this publicity, and now they're acting like Wing TV. You know, Jones is calling them the Three Stooges, but Fetzer comes back as, you know, they're the dynamic duo. Fetzer and Barrett, the dynamic duo. I mean, it's getting to be exactly like Wing TV, and it could be that this is what this is all about. You know, set up an alternative to people like you or me and Bolin, so that, you know, everyone, draw everyone over to the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and then just take the whole thing down with these fights and these...
Well, look at what they did at this Opposing Digits. Our best friends for a month and a half, promoting our work, looking into our stuff with us, and all of a sudden, they come out and start doing Wing TV hit jobs on us and try to destroy us.
Well, that, yeah.
It was a setup from the start.
It seems to be going on all over the place. And so one thing that might help, of course, is if we start mentioning the people. You know, this whole concept of Israel... A lot of Jews might realize, you know, there is something fishy here. Their homeland is not Israel. It's a desert wasteland. Maybe if we just start making fun of it. You know, some of the black comedians, if they had the guts, they should make jokes about this on TV, how they want to return to their homeland in Alaska. You know, and imagine this. They're setting up 9/11 and saying, hey, 9/11, it's an Eskimo job. Come on, go get them. And imagine this, you know, as they get up there, you know, they could even start saying, wait a minute, this wasteland is our homeland? What's going on? This is what the Jews should be asking themselves. They should look at this desert and say, well, this is not our homeland. Our relatives are over there in Khazaria. They're still there. It's like in that Borat movie. They're still in that area.
That's right.
This whole movement to recreate Israel is a farce. The Jews themselves need to realize this. They have been duped by their own propaganda.
That's right. And you know what? Many, many of them are waking up, Eric. I get emails, five or six a day from people providing new information to us about all kinds of subjects from the Jewish community that don't want any part of this stuff. They don't want to be part of the lie, and they don't want to be part of the result of that lie, which is going to be a terrible disaster for a lot of people. And I don't want to see a hardworking, innocent human beings to get swept up in some kind of nightmarish payback. And so basically, these people need to come to the truth. They need to start telling the truth.
Yeah, and hopefully these protests in Lebanon will actually be successful, because if anybody knows people in Lebanon, they got to give them some encouragement, because if they back down, that means the government over there has just won, and they won by doing absolutely nothing. This is what they've been doing so far. This is how they've been winning. They just hold off and hold off, and eventually the people get tired. And hopefully these Lebanese people will not back down. They've got to keep going, get that government out of there. If they back down, they will be sending the message to Israel that all they have to do is hold off long enough.
But Eric, you know something? Even with the massive amounts of expenditure these people place into the American press and into this alternative lying press that surrounds us, they still can't stop the truth from getting out there. We are winning the battle of the facts. And you know what? People are starting to say, hey, this is all a big lie. I mean, look, when 9/11 Mysteries came out, Eric, that blew the lid off of things, because you set the stage for it, but you didn't get that kind of traction. I just checked today. The Google, it's almost 1 million hits on that.
Well, yeah, and it also, it should help people realize that, you know, loose change and in plain sight was not really there to help in the first place.
That's right.
It was
That's
there to draw people away.
That's right.
Over to their group.
Yep.
And because this is the concept. I can't believe how many people can't see it. That concept is, you know, people will say, well, why would they expose it? If they're working with the criminals, why would they expose their own crime? Well, it's obvious. If Jeffrey Dahmer had the opportunity to be the investigator of the murders of his that he did, of course he's going to take it. Of course he's going to be the investigator and the court system and the police.
It's
good.
Like this guy Foley, this pedophile, was in charge of the as a spokesperson for protecting children.
I know. I don't understand how. What is so difficult about this concept? Of course, the criminals want to be the investigators. They want to be the police. They want to be the court system. They want to expose their own crime, so they are in control of it. It's
right.
A very simple concept, but people have the. I can't believe the trouble people have with this one.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the stuff we've been putting out lately, let's talk a little bit about the Masquerade 1, 2, and 3. These are important pieces of video work that we did. There's a lot of information in there. Eric, give us a synopsis of the three different ones.
Well, the first one is kind of showing people what is wrong with discussing historical events. We can discuss everything. We can talk about where are those POWs in Vietnam?
Yeah.
Where are the missing in action in Vietnam? Nobody gets arrested for that. Nobody is harassed. Nobody is even threatened. In fact, some people are even given some money saying, yeah, we'd like to find out. Here, go, here's some money. Help us. We can discuss how many people died in the Civil War. How many died from diseases? How many died from wounds from the weapons? How many died because of starvation? We can talk about it.
Yep.
There's only one issue you can't talk about, and that's what was going on at those Nazi camps. And this right there, there's something wrong here. This is history. It affects all of us. Even though it was in our past, it's affecting everybody.
And Eric, you know, they've used that argument against me in my broadcast saying, well, he's a coward. If he was really not a coward, he'd talk about that. But that's just plain stupid. I mean, I'm in a country that will jail me if I investigate that subject. So I have made a point of not looking into it because I am not going to be of service to anybody in jail.
Well, it's worse than that. You're in a country where that Robert Faurisson was kicked in the face and beaten, and they don't do anything about it.
That's right.
I mean, these people can go down, grab you in the street, kick you, beat you, leave you there lying and bleeding, and the people allow this on the grounds that, well, you were tormenting the Jewish community.
Who was the guy that said that, actually? Serge Bergsberger there. What was his name?
Bard Clarge Fly.
Serge Clydesdale. Yeah, he says, yeah, good enough for him. Good enough that they almost beat him to death.
Well, yeah, and see, there's another peculiar thing that didn't make sense to me until this whole thing happened with Boleyn getting fired. And there was a couple years ago, Boleyn had made a remark in one of his articles about, you know, Hitler's basically like a loser. I don't remember what his remark was, but he made this comment to me, you know, they edited it out at American Free Press. And
yeah.
And I noticed the same thing. What these people, these so-called Nazi groups, don't like, they don't like it when you point out that Hitler was a loser.
He was being financed by Max Warburg and the Oppenheimer fortunes at the urgings of Rothschild.
But he fits the pattern of, like, Lee Harvey Oswald,
George Bush, W. Bush.
Yeah, and I hate to say it, but Sam Danner also. They're the people with problems, people with emotional disorders. Hitler was so bad, he couldn't even make a living. He couldn't even write his own book. He fits the pattern of the loser. They put into power, and then they hope that they can then tell him what to do. And the strangest thing is the way these Nazi groups, National Vanguard, American Free Press, all of those groups, the way they turn him into this a hero, a great intelligent man fighting the Jews. And oh, this is what they hold up as a hero. And it's all peculiar until you realize these are not real Nazis. The whole Nazi movement is a fake. It's all coming from the Ashkenazis. It's coming from the Zionist movement.
That's right.
This whole thing is a fake, and they are in control of the opposition. They're in control of the Nazis. They're in control probably of everything, the KKK. And so once you realize that, then this worshiping of Hitler starts to make sense. And the whole American Free Press, Mark Lane and all of their friends, David Duke, all of it starts making sense. This is why they behave the way they do. They don't really attack any of the issues. They don't really push. American Free Press has never really pushed 9/11. It's only been Bolin's articles.
That's right.
And here they're saying, oh, we want to expose Zionism. Well, why didn't they do that? Why didn't they promote 9/11 information? Why didn't they promote my stuff?
Look at RBN now. Their whole lineup is Jewish almost.
They're all spinning it another way. And now what I did in that, like the Masquerade 3 party, is I'm taking what I think is happening here is what you're seeing is a shift. They're trying to shift the blame away from Zionism and onto these people that they don't really want that much. Like David Rockefeller, he's 90-something years old. He's going to die anyway. They can easily blame him. They can easily blame Bush. He's of no value. They can easily blame the Council on Foreign Relations. They're just shifting the blame away from themselves. And this Zionist group is very big. They've got a lot of money. And more importantly, what people don't seem to quite understand, they have a base of operations where they can conduct all sorts of illegal planning without any concern about being arrested by the police, and that's Israel. Israel is a base of operation for these criminals. They can do anything there. Nobody will arrest them. They have control over the police, the military, the Mossad. They can make all sorts of plans, then send their people out from there. They can train them there. They can let them do practice. For all we know, Wing TV went there to get practice on doing TV radio interviews. Burmese may have been sent there for some practice on how to deal with people. It's a training center. Look at who comes out of that area. From the 50s and 1950s, and so people started coming out of there to America.
That's right.
And so this is their base of operation now, and they can plan all sorts of things, and they may be going after people like the Rothschilds, they may be thinking, who cares, we don't need them. Put the blame on the Rothschilds, put the blame on the Rockefellers, we don't need them anyway. Let them go down, we'll grow, and that's what they're doing right now. They got more people than ever. Rahm Emanuel and all his group are getting more control than ever.
Well, that's right, and that's why I was my hope was that our listenership would start doing local research of the ADL, the JDO, the Jewish Defense Organization, the APEC in their own little areas, and we can compile a list of the criminals across America and Canada and Australia and in Britain. And start getting an idea of who it is we face. We don't want to have it this boogeyman, amorphous, undefinable, villainous group. We want it to have a face, a name, an address, a bank account, a criminal history. And this is the kind of work that needs to be done, Eric.
Yeah, and right now, Bolin got one article up already naming a lot of the people he thinks are planners of 9/11.
Yeah.
Now, these are the planners are the ones that just sit in the office. They're not the ones putting explosives in the buildings. They're not the one, they're not the one doing the blackmail. They're the planners, but he'll be adding more to it. So, but these crimes are right in front of our face. It's not that hard to solve them. There's a lot of details we're never going to know. We're never going to know exactly who people are working for, why Alex Jones does what he does. I don't know. Who knows why he's working, who he works for?
Well, in the beginning I thought maybe it was because he's got an enterprise he wants to save and doesn't want to tell the truth because he knows that these criminal Jews will kick him off the airwaves.
But you see,
if that's the reason, he's as bad as them because he's not telling the full story. And so it doesn't matter how he doesn't tell it. If he doesn't tell it, he doesn't tell it, period.
But you see, that excuse, you'll see this all over the place. People using this on that, they'll say, well, maybe Rents would like to expose it, but he's afraid or he's being blackmailed. Well, imagine somebody coming up to you and they're sticking a knife in you over and over and someone says, why don't you stop him? And you say, well, I don't know why he's doing it. Maybe he's just trying to protect something. I mean, what are you going to make excuses for this? It doesn't matter why he's doing it. He's sticking a knife in you. Get him out of your life. And the same is true with all of these other people. Who cares why Alex Jones is lying? I don't know. I don't care. Get him out of here. I don't know why Jeff Rentz is lying. Get him out of here.
But you know, Eric, I mean, there is a freedom issue for me not talking about the Holocaust issues. I mean, of course, we've got a conference going on now in Iran, and I would like to report on what people are talking about.
Yeah, but you're not lying. There's a difference.
But
there's a difference between someone who just says, look, I'm leaving that to you. There's a difference between that and lying. Alex Jones lies. He over and over has made remarks. He has looked into 9/11. Israel did not do it. He says this over and over. This is not someone saying, I don't know.
That's a lie.
This is not somebody saying, look, I don't feel like getting into trouble. He lies. And so do the others. They are lying. And I don't know if it's because of the blackmail threats or they're working with them. Who cares? It's like if somebody was sticking a knife in you, do you care why? Just get him off of you. You don't want him. You wouldn't let him sit there poking you with a knife. You'd say, get out of here. I don't care why you're sticking me with a knife. And the same is true with all these people. They're basically killing us slowly. They're destroying this world, not just financially, but look at the uranium they're splattering all over the place. If these reports are true, they are going to be killing all sorts of people, causing tremendous birth defects.
That's right.
These people are destroying the world.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter why. We got to get them out of there. We've got to start making this world better. We've got to get better people in control. And you look at who they're putting in control now, it seems to be nothing more than they're pedophiles, they're blackmailed puppets, they're insane, the people that are basically insane and easily controllable. That's what we have as leaders.
That's right.
Britney Spears, Paris Hilton. I mean, these are our leaders. And then we have the politicians are just as bad. You mentioned McCain. You got Nancy Pelosi. There's not one in there that has anything intelligent to say. Not one. None of these people are intelligent. None of them have ever done anything that they deserve a position of importance for. They're being selected because they're controllable. And now Barbara Walters is promoting this TV evangelist. That guy's going to get tremendous publicity. And who is he? He's attracting, they say, 30 to 40,000 people a week at his church. His church is so big. Did you see this? You've got to look at this. He bought the stadium that the Houston Rockets used to play in. It is now his church. He can hold 17,000 people. He is attracting that many people, plus millions more.
So what you're saying is that basically we've got a population in America that is so stupid, just plain dumb as a stick, that would actually put validity in this mess, not look into the facts about why their life's being destroyed, and turn it over to a dimstick to fill up a stadium with nonsense.
That's right. They are flocking to this guy. He charges. They pay for this, too. He's making a fortune. And who is promoting him? Barbara Walters, ABC. Now, here's the other thing I try to mention in my that Masquerade Party 3. Why do they only criticize Fox News? Why not ABC? Why not NBC and CNN? Look at them. They're only criticizing Fox News.
Yeah.
And see, what I think it is that they can lose Fox News. They don't need it. Rupert Murdoch may not even really be that strong of a Zionist. He's not even... They say he's only partly Jewish anyway. They may think, sacrifice that one. He's not that important to us. Let them blame Fox, hate Fox. They don't need Fox. ABC can take over. NBC, CBS, Murray, Redstone, Sumner Redstone and the others, they can take over. They don't need
Maury Rubenstein or something, his name is.
Rothstein or something.
Rothstein, yeah.
But what happens is if they get rid of Fox News, they just have more control. It puts the media into the hands of even fewer people, which means they have more control, not less. If the American people are fooled into this getting rid of Fox News, that doesn't help anybody. It helps them. And the same is true when they get rid of Bush. If there's an impeachment, then let's impeach Bush. Impeach him, and then what? Impeach Cheney, and then what? We get Pelosi?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a solution. And so, but the people are being fooled into thinking this is the solution here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? And you start looking at who supports who and why they support each other. The fact of the matter is, some of them are duped, but most of them. Most of the bigger names know exactly what's going on, and I'll tell you why I know that, Eric. when we started this a couple of years back and we started telling the facts as we found them, as we researched them, people stayed away from us and said we were crazy. Well, when we started getting traction, they started inserting themselves as the new presenters of this information. And they started stealing our research and our effort because they didn't want us sitting here with the audience. They wanted to take the audience with them. But when we were first telling these facts, they said we were nut jobs, crazy. You can still see some of the stuff if you Google my name, some of these analyses of our work from the same people who are today saying, oh, well, yeah, it is the Israelis. And they're trying to spin the control back into the hands of the criminals. People like this guy Nimmo. Come on.
Well,
he said himself, because I said it was the Zionist Jews about 8 months ago, he said, I'm crazy and I'm just an anti-Semite. And now take a look at what he's writing. See, he wants to grab on to the audience that we've educated because he wants control of it along with the rest of these crooks.
Well, this is the other problem that people are being fooled by. Somebody will come out and say something critical of Zionism, and they think, oh, wow, look at this, a new guy to help with a fight. But that's not necessarily true.
That's
it could
right.
be a new Zionist pretending to help in order to draw people over to him and away from the rest of us.
Well, I'll say this. To go back in time, go back into the archives of this guy, Nimmo, and look at what he wrote. And now look what he's saying. He's parroting a lot of our work, but 8 months ago, a year ago, he was saying that we were a nut job, anti-Semite fools, and all of a sudden, now we're telling the truth. Now he's the one with the truth, and we're still the people not to be followed. This guy is working for them, absolutely.
Well, you can also determine that just by looking at who links to who. Who
That's
helps
right.
who?
Who helps who?
And you can follow the links. You can start taking names down. If we had a real FBI, that's all they have to do. Look at the links. Who was helping who? That's the clue.
Yeah.
They're working together, and that's why they link to each other and not to the rest of us.
The Luciferian controllers. The New World Order. Oh, man. And you know, the pain of it all, Eric, is that so much effort and so much goodwill has been lost, mired in these people's lies. We would probably already have a control back of our nation had these people not been putting the mess on our effort.
Well, no, they're also just messing up the world anyway by causing constant fights between men and women, between different races, different religions. They are creating tremendous problems.
Yeah.
They're not, it's not making anything better. They're trying to just stir up the pot in a way, get everybody fighting so that while we're fighting, no one notices they're taking control of everything.
That's right.
Money, the media, the businesses, they're running scams, unbelievable scams. And I think they're running a lot of the illegal crimes too, and that's where they're getting a lot of their blackmail victims.
Well, yeah, talk about that for a second, because you know, I mentioned to you today, and this goes back, Sylvester Stallone, I remember when he first came out with Rocky, he was promoted as some guy from nowhere who made it big with a script of Rocky. The fact of the matter is he was a porn star, starring in films that were associated with his mother's work within strip clubs across the Northeast. And this guy's mother still is a big owner and controller of these porn clubs, along with the Jewish controllers she works with. This guy didn't make it into Hollywood by mistake.
Well,
he was put there.
It seems like everybody who gets promoted into Hollywood is because they've done something that they can be blackmailed over. And even you'll see that with Schwarzenegger. He apparently they got film of him doing who knows what sexual stuff when he was young. And it seems like they do this with everybody. They're running a lot of the pornography stuff, so they have access to a lot of the men and women that are into this. And so they can easily lure you over, like, hey, come on over here, check this club out, you know, get them, here, have a couple drinks, and go in this back room, and we'll secretly film you. And so it could be this is where they're getting a lot of people, and then they promote those people. Anybody?
Well, look at Charlie Sheen. We knew right away when we came out that the guy had been Nicole, consorting with porn stars and drugs and gambling problems, and the guy was a setup from the beginning. Now, of course, he did sprinkle a few facts in with his declarations, but it was not to tell the truth. It was to sway people away from the efforts of people who could make a difference.
Well, and to promote Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
And they see they're also doing this with this Barack Obama person for president in 2008. And who is he? All of a sudden, he's the greatest thing that's ever, you know, walked the face of the earth. Why are they promoting him? There has to be a reason. All you have to ask yourself is, wait a minute. The Zionists are in control of the media. They're promoting this guy. There has to be a reason.
Absolutely.
And so he's either totally blackmailed, or he's just such a nitwit, he doesn't even know he's being used yet. See, it's possible, you don't know what it is, but like I said before, you don't have to know the details. All you have to know, there's something wrong here. What has he ever done or said that justifies him in a leadership position?
Just look like this guy, Aaron Russo. Same thing, Eric.
That's right. Why does he get all the promotion?
That's right.
It's because they're losing control of the Federal Reserve issue too. There's people like Bill Still who have a very serious discussion on it. Aaron Russo comes out with an Alex Jones style discussion. You know, they're going to put chips in you. They're going to get you. You got to be frightened. It's more of a Alex Jones type of a thing. And G. Edward Griffin is another one. He also came out with the Jekyll Island. Book, but that may have been, you won't find anything coming out of that guy about 9/11 or Zionism either. See,
no.
He may be another one. Who knows who was first? I don't know if it was Bill Still and the Money Masters. Maybe that was the one that was first, and now these other people are trying to take away the attention. This is what they're trying to do with all of the 9/11 stuff, too. They bring their people out, tell their story, give it publicity, and then people then are drawn over to the Zionists.
That's right.
And they forget that's not where the source of research came from. They're losing track of who started it. And they're going over to these, I don't know what you'd call them, shills maybe. They're going over to the people who are just drawing away, you know, they're like putting people into a pen is what these are. These are like the sheep herders. You know, G. Edward Griffin, Aaron Russo, they're sheep herders. They're drawing you over there, but you don't get anything from them that's really serious. You're only getting a little bit of what was already there.
Well, you know, Eric, it's interesting. When I was at RBN, you know, I was kind of a rising media darling over there when I was clueless. And nobody had a problem with me. I ended up quitting that place because they were acting out they were racist. They were acting racist. And I ended up at GCN. They didn't know what they got over there, and when I started with you and Bolin telling the truth, boy, they started getting antsy. I remember you and I putting on some shows and stuff. I would talk to you in advance, and I would say some things on that radio show, and boy, these people didn't like it, and people like Jack Blood started attacking me. People like this guy over at RBN, what's his name, the morning show there, that cretin. Anyway, what started happening is that, And take a look at Jack Blood, an orphan from Boys Town. Is that a mistake?
Well, yeah. See, it may be.
I mean, come on, Eric.
Well, I know. See, people like him are in a very a sad situation. Okay, he could have been someone who's, you know, if he's never had parents, never had a real life, never known what childhood was. This is what Kay Greig says. They look for these kids, orphans. They look for kids that have never really had a life. They don't know what life is. They don't know what happiness is. They've never had a family. They're miserable. They're unhappy. They're easily manipulated. You know, a lot of them, they just need a job. They need food. And, you know, they'll do anything. They don't care. They don't know what's going on. That may be what he is. He may be a victim of these people. And now,
right.
So, but you got to wonder, there's something wrong with the entire lineup of these alternatives. These alternatives are better described as just a 9/11 mainstream.
That's right. That's right.
And all of the people that get publicity, look at Bob Chapman, who has this international forecaster. When is he going to talk about 9/11 or Zionism? These people, all of these people are out there. They're getting promotion. They're selling, you know, newsletters or videos. They never talk. They're there year after year after year. They claim to be experts. They claim to be investigators. They don't know anything. They don't tell you anything. Everything they tell you, it's already there. And it's not even as much as what's already there. It's just like a little sample.
Well, going forward on this, I mean, look, we keep putting little parts of this into the hands of the public. We ask people to become involved. I've asked people, look, there are people in our listening audience, Eric, with means. We don't have means. Look, I'm on, you know, Eric, do I have any money, Eric?
I know, the people with money are somehow, for some reason, they're not exposing any of this stuff. They're holding it and being quiet. I don't get it.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm on a shoestring here with trouble putting two nickels together, and I'm telling you, if we had a couple of quid to throw at this problem, it would be a difference maker. Now, you know, a thousand here, a thousand there keeps the lights on. But if we're going to defeat them, we need to grow.
Well, the trouble is when somebody did come out, like Jimmy Walter tried to come out, they don't realize he didn't realize he's got to watch out. These so-called friends that came to help him, they're not helping him. They're sabotaging him. You look at that Alex Jones meeting that was just held in Los Angeles in, I think it was June of 2006, where Jimmy was invited to speak. You'll find some of the same people are still following Jimmy around and going to these meetings, the same group of people. They're there at all the meetings. These people that come to help you, they're
Gabriel
not there to
Day
help.
And these Gabriel.
You've got a whole bunch of these people. They're not there to help you. And this is what Jimmy didn't understand. People don't believe me when I say most everybody out there is there to sabotage, to monitor, to send you in the wrong direction. They're not there to help. And that's what happened with him. He says he's going to come out and help. Well, they come rushing over to help him. And who knows what they really did. They're taking his money, sending him in the wrong direction, messing up his advertisements. They were deliberately forgetting to do things he asked them to do. They, like when he pressed a couple hundred thousand DVDs or whatever the number was, they conveniently forgot to put my video on it, which he asked for. And they conveniently forgot to translate some of it. So what they're doing is they're sabotaging. And if anybody does decide to come out and help us, they've got to take this issue seriously. These people are not fooling around. They've already committed tremendous crimes. Look at the wars. Look at the 9/11 attack. Look at the USS Liberty.
Yeah.
You're not dealing with, you know, shoplifters here.
That's right.
You're dealing with what you could call mass murders on a scale that no one's ever seen before.
That's right.
And these people are not going to just sit by while you come out and expose them. So you've got to take this seriously. If anyone wants to help, you've got to be serious here. These people are not fooling around. Watch out. There's almost none of them that you can trust. I wouldn't trust any of those people.
Well, you know, you and I, we put this stuff out. We work hard. There's a new advertisement for the French Connection talking about the fact that the people that are doing this in Israel are not even Semitic. They're Khazarian Ashkenazis. And the fact of the matter is that they're from the steppes of Russia, north of the Caspian and the Black Sea Basin. And in fact, they have no right to that Middle East. And we've got Mohammed Rafig in the advertisement. And it's a pretty telling piece because it bases everything on well-founded research, Eric.
Well, that's right. So hopefully we can just get people to continue passing this around the world. Don't think it needs to just stay here.
No.
I think the rest of the world might be doing more to help than America. America is really trying to resist this.
Well, we got 40% outside of the United States, outside of North America, in fact.
But then the people in other countries, especially Britain, they are already at work trying to manipulate. They're already setting up meetings over there to expose 9/11, and the people over there have to realize it's going to be the same thing that we have. It's going to be deception. They've got to watch out for this. They are going to try to get control of it in other countries also.
That's right. Well, I'm glad you came on. You haven't been on with me on the show here for a while, Eric. You know, I wish I could get you on more, but you have lots of stuff you're doing all the time, and I want to thank you for spending this hour with me doing this, because I'm on the phone with you every day, and we're just trying to put the facts out as we find them. And you know what? It's not an easy job what we're doing here. It's stressful, but geez, you know, coming back from having laid in bed for a few days and stuff, it just dawned on me that the alternative to losing is something I can't contemplate, because losing this means losing everything, I mean, you know, I got a guy at a dinner not that long ago saying, yeah, you know, they're putting cameras up. That's a good thing, he says. I said, excuse me? He goes, oh, yeah. And I said, well, they're putting microphones in those cameras now, so when you're walking down the street, they can hear your conversation. Well, what's wrong with that, he says.
Well, people, yeah, the people who believe that the terrorists are attacking us, they see all of this as, like the airport security, they see this as protecting them. They don't realize this is their money, these are our resources going to an absolute waste. Absolute waste. They're not protecting us from anything. And a lot of people have this romantic idea of creating Israel. This is help God and Jesus. And they don't realize this is a group of criminals. Meyer Lansky, Larry Silverstein, these are criminals. This is not like some romantic Hollywood movie where we're, you know, building a nation for Jesus. This is a group of criminals running horrendous crimes and scams, and the uranium that they're splattering all over the place, they could be destroying themselves in addition to the rest of us. Don't think of this as some nice thing to help Jesus. This is a group of criminals.
Yeah. Well, we've been putting the work out for a long time, you know, and there's another level we're going to get to. I promise every listener out there, it's happening, it's coming. Look, we've been the right people from the start, and we're the consistent people from the start. And you know what? More and more people understand that fact, Eric. Simple truth is, ladies and gentlemen, we do the best we can do. Your help is needed to get our research out there and to send us new information about these criminals in America, in Britain, in Australia, in France, in Spain, in Germany, and everywhere they exist. Tell us who they are. Let's get a database together. Let's start telling on these people everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the battle. This is the fight. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Appreciate you listening today. I want to thank Eric Huffschmidt for spending the time. Ladies and gentlemen, Daryl Bradford Smith saying until the next time, be well. Bye-bye now.